Matthew chapter 16. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came, putting him to the test, and they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fine weather, for the sky is fiery red.' And in the morning, you say, 'Today there will be a storm, for the sky is fiery red and overcast.' You hypocrites, you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you are not able to discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet." Then he left them and went away. Then his disciples came to the far side, but they had forgotten to take bread with them. However, Jesus said to them, "Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." But they reasoned among themselves and said, "It is because we have not taken any bread with us." But Jesus knew about it and said, "Why do you reason among yourselves, you of little faith, in that you did not take bread with you? Do you still not understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets full you picked up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many hampers full you picked up? How come you do not understand that it was not about bread that I told you to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he had not said to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus went to the districts of Caesarea Philippi, he questioned his disciples and said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Then he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus replied and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in the heavens. And I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail over it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in the heavens, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosened in the heavens." Then he charged his disciples not to tell anyone he was Jesus the Christ. From then Jesus began to show his disciples that he had to go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders and senior priests and scribes, and to be killed, and to rise on the third day. At this Peter took him aside and began to reprove him, saying, "Goodness gracious, Lord, this will certainly not happen to you." But he turned round and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a snare to me, because you do not set your mind on the affairs of God, but on the affairs of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For in what way is a man profited if he gains the whole world but suffers the loss of his life? Or what will a man give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to enter into the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to each person according to his deeds. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will certainly not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom."